Greetings. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is July 12th, 2026, Monday. Iran's IRGC is doomed. Before I begin to present to explain the reason I decided to title this program, Iran's IRGC is doomed, I'll have to explain, but the IRGC is doomed. They just don't know it. So again, welcome. Programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com for the two sites. On one website, thispresenttruth.com, then I have the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site, and also This Present Truth site. Going back prior to about, March 15th of 2025, the programs I have archived were on the radio programs that I had up to March of 2025. And when you go back to those programs, when you begin to play the program, you can move ahead and eliminate all of the advertisements. Then at about the 12-minute mark, you'll have more advertisements. You can jump over those. At the bottom of the hour, you can jump over those. 20 minutes till the top of the hour, go ahead and just jump. You don't need to listen to the commercials. You have the way that the friend, a good friend, set up the system is that you can move ahead or back and forth through the hour. Back then, the programs were 2 hours each. Starting with the website, when I began my website, the programs are exactly 59 minutes, 50 seconds per program. No commercials, commercial free. You can do the same thing. Scroll to jot down what you like in a specific program. Pause it. Go do whatever you're going to do. Come back 5 days later. Resume right where you left off on a program of your choice. The website is very easy to navigate. Just go to the site, pick your program, begin to play, move forward. If there's something you want to hear again, move back, replay. So it is very, very easy. So anyhow, you can contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I have gone back to listen to some of the programs, which I don't like to listen to. I don't like to hear myself. I really don't. But I feel that God has told me I need to go back. If I make mistakes, correct them. I need to just go back, and I don't know what I talk about on a lot of those programs. I found it very good personally. I thought, wow, I don't remember saying this or that. For example, Aleister Crowley had a daughter, Barbara Bush. Little things like that. Little tidbits that you can find on the past programs. And again, you can move forward, scroll back, scroll forward, jump over the commercials. At the end of the program, you can go to the next program. And, little things like Barbara Bush, her first child was stillborn. They took the child, George Sr. and Barbara, took the child, embalmed it in a glass jar, and the last time I'd heard, the jar was sitting in their residence on top of the mantle over the fireplace. How bizarre, how weird, strange, odd, and devilish is that? And George Sr., you know, he was a member of Skull and Bones. And Junior was a member of Skull and Bones. And Barbara, being the daughter of Aleister Crowley, the great witch from Europe, what kind of life did she have in the dark? So, anyhow, I think you might enjoy going back to some of the previous programs. They're archived and ready to, you know, to load up and listen to. Okay, Iran's IRGC is doomed. You know, people in the country, there's a big protest against our involvement in Iran. There's protest about our defending Israel, protest about a, you know, boots on the ground in the Middle East. Well, there are things that have been in play in administrations prior to Donald Trump. A lot of what is happening has always been a Pentagon objective. And the matter of Iran and the way Iran was protected by the British going back 50 years into the 70s, no one knew about this. The British, City of London, group of powerful people, they have protected and hidden the assets of the Khomeinis, the wealthy power structure of Iran. They've hidden offshore. They have their finances in offshore accounts. The British have always had their fingers in what happens in the Middle East. And Jimmy Carter, he knew about it. So did Reagan, George Sr., Bill Clinton, George Jr., Barry Satoro, or Barack Obama, and also Donald Trump. But the previous six administrations, excluding Joe Biden, the truth is, and now the truth is out, that he wasn't elected. He was never legally elected. It was an illegal plan to place him in position in Washington, D.C., which he didn't spend much time there, but to keep Donald Trump out of the presidency. Trump did win three elections. That's just the fact. People don't want to hear it. People don't want to believe it. But Trump has been elected three times, 2016, 2020, 2024. Barry Satoro, Barack Obama, has been in position since 2008. Even during the Trump administration the first time, Barry was behind the scenes delegating much of what was happening in the Democratic Party and the power structure in Washington, D.C. and throughout the country. He is still involved. Even though Trump is president, he is still involved. He never did lose, really, his grip on the deep state and what happens in the dark in this country. It's you won't Google it because you won't find it on Google. Google is a CIA Enterprise CIA tool, you have to go to alternative search engines. Google is government, the government Google. Amazon is a government agency. Everything that happens with Amazon, you could never dissolve Amazon. It is going to be the marketplace of the Antichrist in the future. This is why you need to come to these programs, so you can see the future, so you'll know what is developing as I'm explaining things to you and how things will develop and what the outcome and what the future holds. Amazon will be the marketplace of the coming beast system. And with many of these data centers, they are government. They are also government. Everything is government. I say this because it's out in the public square. It's in the Bible. It's in government documentation. People don't have the time to search these things out. So that's why this is this present truth. This is the present truth. Donald Trump has been fighting back office Obama structure, and he will be replaced by the Barry Satoru structure. So now with Iran was a problem going back to prior to Jimmy Carter. But none of these presidents, from Carter to Obama, could do anything to interfere with a program in Europe, England, City of London, and the United States. Two major factors of families, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, using a system, a secret society, to rule and oversee what happens in Western Europe and Central Europe, and also in the United States of America, and world domination through the two systems. But you can't have a two-headed dog. You can't have a large-headed, you can't have a major power structure in Europe and in the United States, because they're going to clash. Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And you have the structure in Europe, which is much older than that of the United States. But the new structure, the new family in America, became much more powerful than the European structure. Why? Because America had resources. America had industry which was unmatched in the world. Even Germany's ability to manufacture, Tokyo or Japan, no nation on the earth, not even China, not even Russia, could match the new industrial system in the United States of America. Not just using lathes to spin metal to build bombs, but to create an internet, to create technology, to create communication, to relocate pieces of metal, put them in orbit, and move them up and down from 100 miles out to 99 miles out to 25 miles out to 24 miles out, up and down, place them in orbit, geosynchronized orbit. Or they could have a trajectory and, you know, within, what, 2 hours or an hour, make a circle around the Earth. This is what made America dominant. We are more dominant than even the American people understand. We see things, you know, let's say you travel in California and you're looking to the Sierra Nevadas. You're looking at a distance, magnificent mountains. The Sierras are beautiful. But from a distance, you don't see what's in the Sierras. You don't see what's over the initial front ranges going to the peaks. Then you don't see what's on the other side of the peaks. That's the United States. People are seeing from a distance, but they're not seeing everything. So, the family in this country that has owned this country is far superior to anything that the Rothschild family in Europe could do, even though they did have access to resources at given times, Russia or Africa, South America, India, China, not like the U.S., still not like the U.S. Eventually, these sister chapters, they will continue to work together, but eventually there will be an administration in this country that will be basically have a bit in its mouth, and they're going to want to remove any control of the America in the near future, and they will do it. And at that point, the families that have ruled Europe, they will be put in their place. They will be told what to do. They will be allowed to do certain things. They'll basically be put on notice. You're not going to interfere with America's, the future America's objectives. Iran has been given permission to exist since the time of Jimmy and Ronnie and George Sr. and Bill Rockefeller Clinton and George Jr. Scherf. Their last names were Scherf. It wasn't Prescott Bush. They weren't Bushes. They were Scherfs out of Germany. And then Barry Satoro. These people left Iran alone. They were not allowed to interfere with Iran. Through Iran, they were able to, you might say, hold all of the other developing or the other countries that were not only developing but had a great wealth. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, all these other Arab sisters. Iran made sure that they were restricted to what they could do with the United States and with Russia. Well, Donald Trump changed that because he is the individual that decided to rock the boat. And I know the talk on much of the conservative talk is that we have done everything because we are a puppet. America is a puppet to Israel. Trump is a stooge or a puppet to Benjamin Netanyahu. That is a myth. That is just, I'm telling you straight away, that is a myth. But as I've stated, going back to 2019 when I began programs on the radio, I stated there would come a time, and this was before 2023 in October on the 7th, I stated years before, from a biblical point of view, I stated there will come a time. Well, let me back up. I'll present it to you this way. From the time Israel became a nation, every time there was a conflict, Israel would, in each of these conflicts with Egypt or other armies in the region, Israel would eventually, in the conflict, like a cage fight, start to force the other nations to tap out the other armies. And the UN, the United States, Arab nations would step in and call a timeout. Israel would be forced to halt operations repeatedly from prior to 1948. But after Israel became a nation, 1967, so was it 72, in the 80s, always Israel would be forced to stand down. And I stated that there would come a time when the United Nations, the Arab nations, and the United States of America would not be allowed by God to interfere with plans that are recorded in the Bible, in the Old Testament, objectives that God had for Israel in coming conflict, and in the coming conflicts, Israel would be used by God to punish family members and ancient enemies. That war began in October 7th, 2023. It is called a Psalm 83 war, or we term it the Gaza conflict. It would be a time when God would begin to punish, in that Psalm 83, these ancient families that have always been hostile toward the nation of Israel. And in the conflict, Israel, immediately the nations would come and attempt to stop the man that was going to lead the operations militarily against these ancient families who would lead these ancient families, or who would lead Israel in the punishment of these ancient families. And God said, no more interference. And I stated that there'd come a time when not even Donald Trump, not Biden, nobody would be able to interfere with the punishment of these ancient families and their hatred toward Israel, especially in the Gaza Strip, through a terrorist organization called Hamas and a sister chapter, Hezbollah. I stated that no matter what, the American people can protest, nations of the world can protest, Arab nations, the UN, wouldn't matter. The Christians could protest, the non-Christians, the conservatives, the Democrats, the Republicans, the cattle in the fields could protest. God would not allow anyone to interfere with the prophecies that needed to be completed, and that America would finance Israel, assist Israel with weapons, with intel, with technology, would assist Israel no matter what. Even Trump, even the president. There were times when he didn't want to assist, but he did assist because it's in the Bible. There would come a time when Iran, the punishment of Iran would begin. And some, again, say that, well, it's the Jewish lobby, it's the Christian people. Well, God uses anything and everything that he wants to use. Israel must be protected. Israel must be funded. For a time, there will come a time when Israel presently is trying to conduct the conflicts without any outside assistance. That's not going to be possible. But there will come a time, the next administration is going to halt assistance to Israel. Israel's going to have to ante up, is going to have to agree to conditions, but not through Trump, not through Trump's administration, which is going to end before 2028, probably going to end after this, late in this year, beginning of next year. I can't see, and I don't know exactly the timetable, then Trump, according to another prophecy, which I've discussed many times in the past, the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Chapter 38 discusses a war with Russia and many other countries, and the battlefield is in present-day Jordan, Transjordan, in the countryside, in an area that is where there aren't any cities around. And there's going to be a great Islamic army that is going to gather in this battlefield. Russia is going to be the host, maybe, and must protect the other armies that are coming to that conflict from North Africa and from Iran and regions to the north of Iran and to the west, Turkey. Donald Trump is the president who finally made the decision to not just take action against Iran, but to take action against the British, the secret societies in Britain, in the city of London, that have never allowed, from the time of Carter to the present, anyone to interfere, to do anything in an aggressive fashion toward Iran, especially coming from the United States. Israel responded to attacks, but Israel alone, solo, cannot win any conflicts with Iran. In certain things, they can win conflicts. They can take action, assassinate important people, bomb certain strongholds, but to actually be completely victorious against Iran is not possible. It's in the Bible. Israel cannot win a major conflict with Iran. She's too big. She's too powerful. But Iran cannot be successful against the United States of America. Without Israel's help, maybe we can get some intelligence. But without Israel's help, Israel will assist us. Iran is going to be forced to call for help. Iran is going to send out an SOS. They need help. They do not have a way to be successful and to be victorious over America's might. It is being evident now to the British, to the Germans, to all these NATO nations who are thinking, well, America won't be successful. They're being proven wrong. They're being proven that Donald Trump doesn't need their help. He doesn't need their air bases. He doesn't need their shipyard, their ship, their harbors. Donald Trump can continue this conflict from a distance because we have the ability to do that. We won't run out of munitions. We won't run out of ways to cause great damage to Iran, not only physically by destroying oil production, but economically cut off the bank accounts. The British are doing everything possible with other nations to help Iran in back channels to keep the financial flow coming. Trump knows about it. I don't mean to be casual about the president. The president is aware of everything happening over there. Iran cannot defeat us. There is no way. We are too powerful. We watch everything that happens there. The son of Khomeini, was his name Khomeini? I do not believe he's alive. I do not believe he even exists. If he does, from the reports that came out, about 6 weeks ago or longer, was that they had to fly him to Russia because he was critically wounded, probably lost both of his legs, maybe an arm, a hand. They don't believe that he's alive. And this is the way they do it. Like in this country with Mitch McConnell, he's probably brain dead, but they're going to pull the same shenanigans they did with Ginsburg. I think it was Ginsburg. She was one of the members of the Supreme Court. Was it Ginsburg? I believe it was. They're going to do the same thing with Mitch McConnell. They're going to try to do the same thing with Khomeini and Lindsey Graham. They can't do it with Lindsey. He definitely is no longer here. But anyhow, we will continue to support Israel. Like I've told my audience before, you can protest. You can, be unhappy. Doesn't matter. God says in the scripture that Israel is going to have the assistance that Israel needs. That's from a biblical point of view. How is God going to do that? These two families that I talk about that run, the one family that oversees operations in Europe, the Rothschilds, the other family who the United States, we are their possession. Everything in this country they possess, they oversee, they own. They have a plan for Jerusalem. They will make sure Jerusalem is protected. They will not let the Jerusalem fall into the hands of the Jews, the Christians, or the Muslims. They will let the three groups basically fight amongst themselves, but there's got to be harmony, because these people are all in the occult. They are in secret societies, whether it be Illuminati, Skull and Bones, Jesuits, Freemasons. I can keep mentioning more. They have a plan for Israel, and they have to protect Israel. This is why, no matter what, even they are forcing this country, they will not allow anyone to interfere with the support for Israel. So the American people are blaming it on the Jewish groups, or the other groups that are conservative or Christian. They're being used. These people are being used by the families who need Israel to be protected to a degree. I've stated this before in previous programs, that the coming Prince of Darkness has got to declare himself to be God from the temple in Jerusalem. And this is why presently these people in the occult are allowing the Jewish groups that want to build the Temple Mount, they want access to the Temple Mount, that are building that are putting together all of the religious items that are needed. They're allowing the Christian people in this country who are excited to fund whatever's going to happen. They're looking, they're assisting, looking for the red heifer, looking for the Ark of the Covenant, allowing them to prepare to perform religious ceremonies, because these people need that temple, and they need that Temple Mount to be the place where the coming Prince of Darkness declares himself to be God. So, for the listeners, you can protest, you can be unhappy, you don't need to be excited. I'm telling you, you're not understanding what is happening. You're caught in a, what do you call it, you're in shallow quicksand. If you keep going into the direction of dislike, maybe hatred toward Israel, you're going to be caught, and you're not going to get out. You're going to be deceived. I'm watching major talk show people being deceived right now. Deceived because of their anti-Jewish, anti-Israel positions. And they think they're correct. They're not. These families that have ruled the world, they know what they're doing. And there was a time when they would not allow Israel to win these big battles. But eventually, they would, according to what is in the Bible, they realized they could not force Israel to stand down, because even these terrorist groups have become their enemy too. If Hamas and Hezbollah and these other terrorist groups would have been successful in going into deeper into Israel and taking over some of the, destroying some Tel Aviv, some of the other cities, it works against their plan. So they needed to leave Israel alone to carry out these operations, especially in Gaza, because this is where the main problem was located. The second problem is Lebanon. They're going to allow Israel to bomb Lebanon. Israel is going to be victorious against Hezbollah. And these people know it. And these people are behind Israel. Oh, they'll say, we don't like it. It's genocide. No, it's not genocide. They are protecting themselves from genocide and ethnic cleansing. Israel is protecting itself. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking you to look at the scenario and understand what's happening. Eventually, there's going to be great hostility coming out of Damascus toward Israel. This isn't just a threat to Israel. This is the threat to the objectives of the globalists, the New World Order. They cannot allow Israel to be completely hobbled. And this time, they know that, in a sense, Donald Trump and his policies, they don't like it. But Donald Trump and the American people, because they don't see, they don't understand what's happening, Donald Trump is being allowed to do certain things to protect the plans of these occult Zionists in the future. And they're trying to, and the plan is to demonize Israel as being all evil and satanic. Well, that's not true. Now, there are, in Israel, in the government, you have globalists. Yeah, what are some of the guys that are trying to remove Netanyahu? Ehud Barak? These people, some of these men, are globalists. They are tied into the objectives of these two families, these main families out of Europe and the U.S. Eventually, they're going to be successful too. But not right now. Israel, through Benjamin Netanyahu, he will be removed in the near future, but not until Damascus is destroyed and until Israel wins these battles in the region. When Netanyahu has finished eliminating the threat in the surrounding area, then it might be at that time that he might be relieved of duty. But first, Damascus is going to be destroyed, and the nation of Jordan is going to be forced into the conflict. I don't know how deeply, but Israel needs property. Israel needs the nation of Jordan. Israel needs the mountains of Jordan and the deserts of present-day Jordan. And Israel is going to get that real estate. They need that for future plans for the Jewish people when this individual stands up in the temple and declares himself to be God. The Jewish people that understand what occurred are going to hightail it out of Israel as quickly as possible. They can't go west into the ocean. They can't go north. They can't go to Egypt. The only way they can go is east over the Jordan River, east of the Dead Sea, into present-day Jordan. I'm giving you insight from a biblical perspective, what the Bible says is going to happen. These programs, I know that many people, they're not Christian, they don't believe in God, but everybody wants to know the future. Everybody wants to know where not to be when evil comes. In the East Coast, when there is a hurricane developing that's halfway across the Atlantic, do you know what the people that live in the Carolinas and Florida and Georgia, you know what they do? They pack up the van, grab the old ladies, grab the babies, and they get out of Dodge. People like to know the weather. It's just like knowing prophecy. Well, what I'm telling you, these six presidents prior to Donald Trump would not deal with an age-old problem. The hatred of the Iranian people and the Iranian government, but the IRGC, the terrorist armies, Islamic armies of Iran, and their hatred toward Israel. They have been supplying Hezbollah, Hamas, and the other terrorist groups in Syria for 50 years. You don't think God is going to punish them? You don't think God is, do you think God is on vacation? Do you think he has Alzheimer's or sundowners? I guarantee you he doesn't. And there's a big, might say, punishment coming to Iran. Big punishment. But Iran can't do it alone. Iran is not going to be punished alone. Iran is going to be punished at the same time Russia is punished. Turkey is punished. Other nations out of that region to the north are going to be punished. These are going to be Islamic soldiers. They're going to be punished in a battlefield in North Africa. There are other Islamic armies that are going to also come to that battlefield from the south in Ethiopia and Libya, and other young men that are Islamic from North Africa that are going to come at a distance to a big battlefield. I say 90% at least of the armies that are going to be destroyed in this battlefield in the nation of Jordan are going to be Islamic. Nations and families that hate the Jewish people, that hate Israel, that curse them, they always end up being destroyed. Look what happened to Hamas. There are prophecies in Psalm 83 talking about what is going to happen to the soldiers, Hamas. It says that they're going to die in the battlefield. They're going to die right there in the open. Some of them never be buried. They'll be buried under rubble. It says that the leaders would be openly punished for the whole world to see. Yahya Sinwar, the whole world saw it because of real time. The world watched him sitting in the second floor in a couch, and was destroyed in front of the whole world, exactly like Psalm 83 said. There were others, not only did they die, their brothers, their wives, their children died too. You can't mess with the Lord. People cannot mess with God. Everything I'm explaining is so that the listeners that listen to these programs, it's to caution you to be careful. Be careful who you're listening to. They don't have the picture that I do. They don't present the narrative. They don't have the understanding that I have. I'm a minister. I'm a Bible teacher. I teach prophecy. The prophets of Israel and the laws of Moses, so that people will understand that everything that is happening, pardon me, is in the scripture. There are, I've mentioned this principle before. People like to know the weather. They want to know when the El Nino or the El Nina or the El Matador or El Toro is coming. And the weather people and the weathermen, weather women, they're forecasting. They're making their forecasts. Tomorrow, it's going to be hot, 96 degrees, humidity 18%, light afternoon showers. And then everybody thinks, good, I'm staying out of that area. In Las Vegas, Nevada, tomorrow's going to be 103. Not true. If they say 103, add 3 or 4 degrees to that, because they're lying to you. Who in their right mind would want to go to Las Vegas, Nevada when it's going to be 106, 108? So the weathermen out there, they lie to you. They say, well, it's going to be 102, 103, stay indoors. Get your coolant, charge your air conditioning unit in the car. But really, they're lying to you, because it's 3 to 4 degrees hotter than what they say. So with prophecy, there's two types of prophecy. You can look at a prophecy and inaccurate interpretation. You see what it says, but you interpret it inaccurately. But then there are those accurate forecasting. Are we in the war, the time of wars and rumors of wars? Yes, we are. Are these wars going to cease? No, they're not. Soon, the Psalm 83 war will end, possibly early next year, maybe late this year. Damascus, when it's destroyed, you'll know you're at the conclusion of that conflict. But then comes the Ezekiel 38 war. And then, at that time, then it will be finished. And then for the Christian people, then you'll have the beginning of tribulation. So there's inaccurate interpretation. There's accurate forecasting. I'm saying that Donald Trump is doing what the Bible says. He lit the fuse to prepare the scenario where Iran is going to be forced to send out an SOS. And the IRGC, all of these soldiers, are going to come with the armies of Russia and Turkey and other nations from the north, possibly Armenia. armies from the south, Libya, Ethiopia, probably some out of Somalia. And they're going to have a meet and greet in the countryside in present day Jordan. And they're all going to die in the battlefield. All the IRGC, they're doomed. They're doomed. They just don't know it. They're already dead, and they don't know it. This is what's coming. The people living in Damascus, they're doomed. And mainly it's going to be terrorist groups. The Hezbollah in Iran, in Lebanon, they're doomed. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to win these conflicts. When these conflicts are finished, the people who have been stating that we're now going to have a forever war, oh, America's going into a forever war in Iran. We're going into a forever war, but it's not going to be just Iran. There are other conflicts coming. But Iran, there's going to be the day when Iran, as a structure of power and authority in the Middle East, is neutralized. It vaporized, not with nukes. The city of London that have protected Iran, they're going to be stymied because now their grasp, their grip, their control is going to be turned over to somebody else. You ready for this? Who? Not China. Russia's going to be gone. It's going to be the power structure in the land of the plumed serpent. And it won't be Donald Trump in position. People want to know the future. They want to know what the future holds so they can plan ahead. Well, the people in this country that God wants to protect are going to know what's coming. The others that hate God, that mock God, that laugh at God, that basically feel that they are going to inherit the earth, they're going to be very disappointed. They're going to be very disappointed. And they're going to be punished also. And they're going to make a choice. They're going to have to make a choice. Either fear God and actually ask for his help, or they're going to take the mark of a beast. They're going to take a number, a mark, worship an image. And it means doom for them. Now, ThisPresentTruth.com is a website. ThisPresentTruth.com is a website. Assist me financially. I need to expand. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. If you want to write me, I do have functions on the website that are just about to be activated to financially help me with credit card or other ways. But, excuse me, I want to encourage the listeners, the Lord Jesus, he is your hope. He is the one you need to look to. He is alive forevermore. I will be back. God bless you.